It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL ITV and KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me in studio this morning, I have authors, local authors, Nancy Takis and Jan Minnick. We've got a really exciting event going on at the USU Eastern Library and Learning Commons. It's at 451 East, 400 North. That's on the campus. And it's going to be Tuesday, April 9th from 7 to 8 p.m. This is the 6th annual Local Authors Night. Kind of exciting stuff that these two are going to be there reading from their new books. And let's get up there and check it out. For refreshments will be served. If you have any questions, of course, you can call 613-5208, and they can answer anything that you want. Now, first and foremost, let's invite these guys in. And Nancy and Jan, thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
So both of you have been around the area for quite a while. You both were professors at CEU/USU Eastern. You've since retired, and now you've just straight up turned into authors. You've probably been writing, though, the whole time, haven't you?
True, yeah. We've been writing since we've been, well, I know with 19. I was 19 when I first started writing poetry. So, and while you're teaching, you're so involved with what you're doing with the students. You don't have the time, really, to write. And maybe on a weekend or during the summer, you might have a chance. But poetry just takes so long. It doesn't. You do need more time to work on it, and that's one of the reasons why we took early retirement. But we had taught for 25 years, so enjoyed every minute of it, though.
You didn't necessarily take early retirement then, if you've been teaching for that long. Well, maybe.
Well,
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
you earned
it. We did. We did.
You earned it.
Early retirement.
You earned it.
And now I still teach at the Senior Citizen Center.
Well, good. Yeah. Very good. Now, let's bring Jan in just for a sec. Jan, you taught up at CEU/USU for the same for 25 years?
Yeah, about 25 years.
And you taught, what classes did you teach up there, if I can remember rightly?
Well, I taught American Literature Survey. Western American Lit was a specialty of mine, and taught that just about every year. And then a great books class, taught a little bit of just everything in the English department, which was really nice, as opposed to a big school where, you know, you've got a couple classes you've got to teach, and that's it. Of course, we had to teach composition, and that was fine, too. But that's one reason why maybe we decided on early retirement, and we had graded so many papers that
you were done.
It was just about, I just couldn't grade too many more.
So. There you go. Well, hey, as long as you know the line that you've got to draw and when you got to draw it, right?
Right.
Okay, so Local Authors Night, this is kind of a pet project of Cheryl Shaw, works up there at the Library Commons, and she's been doing this now for a little while, and she approached you guys to be a part of this because, like I said, you guys are local authors. You've got some poetry books out now, and she went up to you and kind of talked you guys into this, or how much talking did she really have to do?
Yeah. Oh, she just invited us.
Just asked.
Said, yeah.
That's good. That's very good. Okay, you guys both brought in your books, and you wanted to read a couple of things from it. Nancy, go ahead. We'll start with you, and then we'll move over to Jan, and we'll talk a little bit more about it if you would like to.
All right. This poem is called The Warrior Yoga, and it is from a fairly new book, 2017, a book of poems in which all the poems are titled The Warrior with different subtitles, and they're question and answer poems. The Warrior Yoga. Where do you greet the sunrise? At the humble bee in an old church. What is the teacher like? She wears gray leggings and a shirt with a weeping tree in its center. She's 30, just had a baby. She invites us to lead with the heart. Belt our ankles and stretch into a letter G. Who comes to the class? 7 women. What pose are you doing now? The child's pose. What pose now? The warrior. Are you silent? Only with our stretches and breaths, our loose jaws and eyebrows. What do you release? A friend who had two small strokes. The mechanic yesterday who thought a good joke was, a woman can get a better deal if she wears the right skirt. The kitchen, glossy from a fish fry. When do you talk? After Savasana, carrying our blankets back. What is said? A recipe for asparagus soup and whitefish tacos. Diane is trying to end a new story. Mary's solo show, Collages of Beach Trash, will open tonight. Where do you talk? We stand by the painting near the altar, a nude looking off in a hemlock forest, her sundress hanging from a limb. Where will the story go? Diane will submit to the sun first. What about the woman in the painting? She'll leave the forest in her bare feet, float all day in the lake.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, now, and on to Jan. Now, have you got something that you wanted to share with us? What have you got?
Sure. I was just going to do one poem. One interest of mine in, well, I taught Western American literature quite a few years. I love history, and especially the history of this area, and the last half of this book is about the women outlaws who ran with Butch and Sundance, and some of them Texas women, some of them local Utah women, and it's just been an interest of mine, and also these are written, an awful lot of them are written in the voices of women, which is something that I've been doing for quite a while. I don't only do that, but I have found that for quite a few years I've been doing that. I wrote a book about Silver Dollar Tabor of Colorado, of Leadville, Colorado, written in the form of letters to her mother. And so it's just been an interest of mine. And this is... the poem I'm going to read is called Etta, and it's Etta Place, who was the common law wife of Sundance or Harry Longabaugh. So she does mention Butch and Harry in here. One thing that really attracted me also to these women was there's very, very little known about them. Even Etta Place, the most well-known one, we don't know where she came from. We don't know where she went to afterwards, and it's much of it's a mystery, so... that was interesting, too. This is called Etta, and it's Etta Place speaking. I can't deny it's one of the reasons I stay with them, but Butch has become a brother, and Harry remains my beloved. I've seen more country than I ever thought possible, and though they won't admit it, they have enjoyed as much as me the 500- and 700-mile rides to Montana and the Dakotas. There are so few people here, we travel for weeks without seeing another human being. I like the horses, always near, and the never-weary routine of camps, joking with the boys, wondering if the posse just a few hours back will be the one that won't give up. In my journal, I've described these canyons we're passing through. Sometimes the boys wait below and I ride up under the cottonwoods to see if this one leads out, if there's another rock to hide our trail, enough rock to hide our trail. Then when we need it, it's here. Though they won't admit it, and though I offer it gracefully enough, I remember each one to the time of day sunlight falls on the steep walls where each spring is falling into a green pool. The weeks on the trail convince us we might go on like this forever. I've never cared for the settled life most women want, and my clothes come just as clean, though the smells of the open country are always with me, and though I add a drop or two of perfume to my wash water, the roses are always wild roses.
Thank you for sharing that as well. That's a great one. I like
Thank
that
you.
One. And, you know, and there is a lot of that in the area that a lot of people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what? Now might be the perfect time. Head on out there Tuesday night from 7. Is it 7 to 8? Is that what I said? I can't even remember what I said. Tuesday night, April 9th, from 7 to 8 p.m. at the USU Eastern Library and Learning Commons. It is the 6th annual Local Authors Night, and it will be with Nancy Takis and Jan Minnick. Thanks, you guys, for stopping in this morning, and come on back anytime.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate you
Thanks
stopping in.
Thanks.
This is great stuff. Get on out there. All right, now for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.